you ever said to yourself,
I wish I could report meaningless and obvious news to millions of people who want to see me get hit with a falling tree,
then you need to enroll in the Hurricane Reporter School. At the Hurricane Reporter School, you'll learn how to stand on a beach with a Category 5 storm approaching and say things like,
the wind is incredible out here.
And,
wow, the sand is stinging my face.
And,
the water is up to the third floor. Oh my God, we're all going to die.
The Hurricane Reporter School employs teachers who've been there, so you get the best training.
I was in Hurricane Zach in 02, and I stood next to a wobbling stop sign in 120-mile-per-hour winds and got my face slapped by that stop sign a number of times. I still cannot add two and two.
The Hurricane Reporter School. Classes that begin today can have you standing on the leeward side of a Holiday Inn begging for mercy from the gods next week.
The Hurricane Reporter School is not affiliated with the alcoholic beverage of the same name.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Congress back in session today after a six-week recess.
Democrats are expected to return to Congress demanding action on gun legislation after mass shootings in Texas and Ohio. But anything the GOP-led Senate takes up must have support of President Trump, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said. That could include so-called red flag laws to remove guns from individuals who are considered a threat to themselves or others.
Fox's Jared Halpern, they're trying to pick up the pieces in the Bahamas.
Somebody has to stay to help clean this up.
At least 44 people lost their lives as Hurricane Dorian pounded the Bahamas. Hundreds more still missing, some 70,000 left homeless. And in the Brexit fight, the government in the UK confirming Parliament will be suspended till October 14th. Prime Minister Boris Johnson insisting they'll leave the EU on October 31st. America is listening to Fox News.
Here we go with another edition of What If? What if everyone on the morning show sounded like Freddie Mercury? Greg Budell, what do you have to do each morning to get ready for the show?
I gotta be cool, relax, get in, get on my track.
Jay Scott, do you and Emily Hayes still argue a lot?
We'll keep on fighting till the end.
Emily Hayes. You go to a party, and you just act your normal, natural self. What do you think people say when you walk away? Bailey, the Wonder Dog. We know Rich Thomas rescued you from a shelter. What do you say when people ask you where you came from? What's that? That's what I thought you said. And Rich Thomas, I know you have something you wanted to say to Bailey, the Wonder Dog. That's so sweet. Well, did I miss anybody? How did Dan Morris get in here? Now stand by for three men and a lady.
To make the rockin' world go round.
Hey, thanks for all the welcome back calls and messages this morning. I really appreciate it. I'm glad to know you guys really miss me.
I didn't get any when I got back, so don't worry about it.
Thank you.
My first day back, too, so...
$10 for the pop quiz coming up after Random Acts. First, the forecast with Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The brutal heat continues today. We have a heat advisory in effect again. Yesterday, we had a record high of 100. We'll be in the same neighborhood today. The actual heat index will be from 105 to 109 with spotty, widely scattered storms around the area. And keep in mind that the storms will be fading out tonight at low 74. Tomorrow, no relief from the heat. Upper 90s both Tuesday and Wednesday with widely scattered afternoon and evening storms and still hot on Thursday and Friday. From the National Weather Association Conference in Huntsville, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Everybody that has called the show so far this morning and everybody through the end of the week qualifies for a great grand prize drawing on Friday. Who did we do it?
We did not. We did not do the grand prize drawing.
Oh, so we'll...
Carries over, yeah.
Carries over. Great stuff to win.
Yeah.
Tailgate to go from by.
How many names do we have when you left?
When I left, I think we had 12.
12? Okay.
12? Oh, that's right. It was after Labor Day.
Yeah.
Okay. This morning, we'll also play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
And our topic today is British food names.
British food names.
Oh, how fun.
And that's stuff we've had in the drawer here in the studio since, I think, 19, at least almost the whole time I've been here. Heinz is the manufacturer. Have you seen that can of?
Yes, yeah. I have.
I think it's still here. We should open it one day. With
no, the- y'all shook it one day and it made a terrible sound.
Maybe it's supposed to.
No, it sounded like a...
You're talking about that brick in the filing cabinet over there?
No,
this.
The spotted dick?
That, yes.
It's a food.
Ah!
Oh, it's still in there.
Yeah.
God, what all is in that drawer?
Let's see. I wonder if this stuff comes with an expiration date.
I want to say we found one on there.
It's on top of the can, I believe.
Okay, good if eaten by Y2K.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, there it is.
2015?
2010.
10.
So this is...
We're hitting almost 10 years old on whatever that is.
Why don't we do something exciting? We'll open this today.
Oh, no.
I'll try it.
No.
I don't know.
Because you don't know what that's going to smell like, and other people have to do shows in here, and that's just rude.
I don't know. Boy.
Okay.
It's not just the smell of that. It's the smell of everything that comes after we smell that.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I've never seen you look genuinely confused before. And just then when you looked at Jay like, I don't understand. What do you mean?
Just means we're gonna have upset stomachs.
I was... happy to see you. You know, I still do a lot of the same things I do in my weekday routine. In the afternoon, it's always like checking the market. And the market had a really good week last week. It's almost recouped everything it ever lost and is ready to set some new highs. But will that trend continue? The guy that answers that question for us every day around 5:10 is Brant McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. And if you have not taken a step to prepare for your financial future, your family's financial future, to make sure you have adequate coverage for your business, call them at 387-0094. This is at the very least, is going to be a real educational experience for you. And you should at least take time to see how a painless amount of money on a regular basis can add up to something big and beautiful that you'll be glad you have later on. So next time you're thinking about buying something you know you really don't need, just say
no
and call Brant, 387-0094. Put your money with him and get yourself a nest egg going. It is 7:10, traffic.
We're rolling into the 7 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and things look pretty good out on the roadways this time of the morning. The boulevard is starting to pack up around the intersection, so be careful there. If you're coming out of Wetumpka, we see a big crowd on Highway 231. The interstates are still up at a speed limit ride. Be careful and watch the traffic around you, and keep in mind school zones are about to kick in. Your speed limit in a school zone is 15 miles an hour. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 23rd to October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I think I got the screen over there, and this is a house that's on the market in Australia that's got creepy dolls. And they kept them in the pictures to sell the place. I don't know if I'd want to live in a house that has...
I don't know that that's the best way to present your home.
There, anyway.
Yeah.
Here we know how to do that. Best way to present your home is to talk to Eddie.
Yeah, the best way to present your home is to talk to Eddie, because he'll tell you what folks are looking for when they're on the hunt, because he's a buyer and seller agent. That means if you're buying a home for the first time, or maybe it's your second or third home, or you're looking to sell your house, Eddie can help you out. Eddie just knows it, man. He gets it. Like Greg's talking about all these creepy dolls in this picture with a house listed for sale in Australia. That's not how you present your home when you're getting ready to sell it. You got to let the the potential buyers kind of paint the picture in their mind, and Eddie can help you find your home or find your next home and help you sell the one that you're in. Everything's better with Bader, buying or selling.
That. Yes. Eddie, you made me take down all the
creepy
stuff.
Yeah.
Before, and he did a beautiful list.
Because he knows what he's doing. He's got a good crew working with him, and it's easy. And we talked earlier about how, you know, we turn our phones off at a certain time or don't respond to text messages after a certain hour because we're tired, we're going to bed. Eddie's phone is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He will answer it. If he misses your call, he'll call you back. He'll text you back. He'll send you memes on Facebook Messenger just to make sure you're having a good day. Call Eddie at 322-0622. That's 322-0662. And find out how easy it is to buy or sell your home, because everything's better with Bader. Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group.
Goodson Group now handles that house for me. And it's so easy. It is smart decision. There's a lady in India who gave birth on Thursday, and that's not unusual because I think that's another country where the population is at around a billion.
Yeah.
This woman is 73 years old.
What?
Gave birth to twin girls on Thursday.
Whoa.
Once her age is certified, it should make her the oldest woman ever to give birth. The current record is held by a woman in Spain who gave birth back in 2006, I remember this. She was 67.
They have to certify your age?
To get in Guinness. I don't know if the lady cares at 73. Yeah. That's kind of twisting the dragon's tail, don't you think?
I don't know what that means.
Well, okay, so there's this big dragon, right? And
yeah.
And you go up and you twist its tail, but you're hoping it won't get angry and turn around and eat you.
Oh, like tempting fate or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
she's a little older.
And whenever I see a story like this, like it was Rod Stewart, you know, was 72 and he fathered a kid. And I'm thinking he's going to be 90 when the kid graduates high school if he lives that long. Nobody has a guarantee of tomorrow. That just seems we're wired this way. That's why. When can we expect grandchildren from you? That's our inappropriate question of the day.
Oh my God.
Well, here's an idea. How about some local news?
Okay.
We're celebrating a celebrity birthday today, and yes, I'm back just hours, and I already have my first convoluted introduction.
Yay!
For random facts. It just wasn't the same that I was spying on you guys.
You're spying on us?
Well, not really spying. I was just
seeing if anybody attempted it.
Or if anybody cared.
The days that I was here, nobody attempted one because we know our limits.
Ah. I appreciate that very much. Jay is attempting to fix something outside the room. I better go down and smoke
check
him
on
out.
Him.
I'm going to go smoke him out for
all
a little
right.
Because we got a show to do here, and it's 7:15 already. Local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. No arrests after two people were injured in a weekend shooting in Montgomery. Police tell us this happened just after 1 o'clock Saturday morning in the 2200 block of Spruce Street. At last check, one of the victims is in critical condition. The Montgomery Public School System is looking to sell some of its vacant and unused property. School leaders have identified a dozen unneeded schools and lots, and they're considering selling this unused property to provide money for a school district already struggling with building maintenance and student support. And Democratic Senator Doug Jones formally kicked off his reelection campaign Sunday. With partisan control of the Senate on the line, Republicans have said defeating Jones is a top priority in 2020. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On September 9th, 1966, the world welcomed little baby Adam Sandler.
My water broke!
It's clean, it's cold. Now that's what I call high-quality H2O.
Adam Sandler, a star is born.
And now, Jay Scott's here, up and Adam, with today's...
Random facts.
Up and Adam, Emily.
Yep.
Oh!
Oh, my
Adam
God.
Sandler, up and
oh
Adam.
Oh, my God.
Come on!
I'm going to go back to Florida this weekend and pick my grave.
It's not you, it's me. Just please remember that I traveled over the weekend, so I'm a little tired too.
I drove 2,000 miles since Wednesday.
How many miles did you travel?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to count it up. I was just cruising along. I didn't count.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because you went to Nashville, right?
Yep, and then to Clarksville.
Because I'm kind of, you want to know why?
Because my kid's sister was there, and they just bought a new house, and I wanted to see it.
Yeah. Did you know in 2014, so not that long ago, former MIT employee Ethan Zuckerman apologized for inventing the very first pop-up ad in 1997?
Oh, it's his fault.
Yeah. Did you know the lowest attendance for a Major League Baseball game, Greg knows this, and it was very recent, actually.
12.
No. It was on April 29th, 2015. Zero fans watched the Chicago White Sox play the Baltimore Orioles.
Correct.
Because of everything going on in Baltimore at the time.
Yes.
There was insufficient security available and no fans were allowed into the stadium to watch the game.
That's right.
It was the weirdest thing because
very strange.
They televised the game.
They did televise the game and it was the strangest thing to see.
Yeah.
It's like some exhibition game.
Hey, they fixed the problem they had in Baltimore?
No.
Course not.
I mean, you had no, I mean, it just, you didn't have that audience reaction.
Nothing. Was, the sound of the ball was like 10 times louder than it normally be.
It was like watching a practice.
It really was. Not even the parents were there.
Yeah, no, nobody. Empty. Just empty. Did you know that more than half the PhDs in the United States, they're fake?
What do you mean they're fake?
They're fake. There's 50,000 fake PhDs every year, along with 3,300 unrecognized and fake universities in the world.
Wow.
They're all fake. They're all made up.
So I could have a PhD.
You actually could. If you go online to the right websites, you could probably buy a PhD. Something you could put in a frame, hang up on your wall, and be like, doctor, went to that school. Take that to a job interview and be like, doctor, this is it. As long as they don't do a background check on you, as long as they don't try to to follow up.
Wow. I wish I would have known this a long time ago.
Would have gotten you out of this career, huh?
What? No. This is my dream career.
Did you know Istanbul
was Constantinople?
Well, it's cat fact, actually.
Cat fact. Yay!
Istanbul.
It's Constantinople.
Has a tremendous amount of stray and feral cats.
Oh.
Entire neighborhoods pitch in food and medical care for the native cats, and there's a local belief there that if you kill a cat, you need to build a mosque to be forgiven by God.
Wow. Side note, I'm pulling out of the neighborhood this morning. All my cats are on the back side of the house where the little sunroom is or whatever, saying goodbye to me as I leave. And I back out of the driveway, and there's a random cat sitting in the front yard. I don't know where that cat came from. Not one of my cats.
You know my annoying ring? So, well, it's annoying if it goes off during the show.
Yeah. Or, it went off while you were down.
Yeah, God. Very early, too. So, okay, let's see what's going on. It was a black cat prowling my yard.
Oh.
And then I'm driving back yesterday, and the person that's taking care of my place while I'm gone sends me a text saying, where's the snake repellent? I just saw a 3.5-foot black snake.
So, yeesh.
Yeah, so I got that out.
Yeah.
You can get that at Preble Farm Center, by the way. If you're being, I don't want to kill them. I just don't want them around.
Ooh.
They're not part of my schwang fei.
Mm. Did you know that Bob Dylan...
Hey.
Has been on the same tour since 1988.
How does that work?
How is what?
How does that work?
How does that a work? Is that how did you? What did you say? Mario, all of a sudden. Hey,
it's a me.
How was that to work? Is it about the deal and being on the same tour?
I'm on the tour.
1988.
But how does that work for real?
I don't know.
That's over 30 years.
Yeah. I think he just continues to tour. I don't think he ever...
Bob Dylan, I'm really going to be old when this tour is over tour.
I saw him when I was 17, so that means technically I saw him on that tour.
It's called the Never Ending Tour. It is the name for Bob Dylan's endless touring schedule since June 7th, 1988.
Well, how do you like them?
During the course of the tour, musicians have come and gone as the band continued to evolve. They amass a huge fan base with some fans traveling from around the world to attend as many Dylan shows as possible.
Oh, like the Deadheads and the Spreadheads.
Dylan played his 2000th show of the Never Ending Tour on October 16th, 2007 in Dayton, Ohio. Played his 3000th show on April 19th of this year in Austria. So...
when would I have seen him? That would have been 2002. And it was in Birmingham.
Okay.
And he looked like Vincent Price.
He was only in his 70s then.
He would have been doing the Love and Theft album at that time. That released in 2001, so he probably would have been doing songs from that album.
Gotcha.
Did you know there is a place in Japan? In fact, it's called the Himeji Castle, and it's located in Himeji, Japan. And I am probably butchering those names. Not Japan, I know that. But... the castle is the largest and best preserved samurai fortification in the country and is both an official national treasure of Japan and a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
What is a UNESCO thing?
It's a gas station.
Grab a cup of coffee and this map of World Heritage Sites while you're filling up.
At UNESCO.
Now, UNESCO... is something I'm going to look up right now, and I'm going to tell you about.
It does sound like a gas station, doesn't it?
It does.
It totally sounds like a gas station. It worked very, very good with you. UNESCO is the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. It's a specialized agency of the United Nations based in Paris, France.
Paris?
Yes. Did you know... many orb-weaving spiders, including the common barn spider, they take their webs down every day, and they build another web every night. To reclaim their resources, they will eat the old webs. And this is why most orb-shaped spider webs are completely free of debris, and they always look new whenever you see them, because they were just built.
I have to challenge the accuracy of what you just said.
Okay.
Because I don't think the barn spider is the most common species.
Of orb-weaving spiders?
You know what is?
What?
Incy wings.
Oh, you went there for it.
Why would they make a song about a spider that wasn't, like, really well-known and popular? The Incy Wincy Spider, number one. Back to you, Jay.
This species of spider is known for, the whole Charlotte's Web.
Don't hate me for that.
That was a barn spider.
No, but I just want to have a side note here with the Sunny Fox.
Yeah.
So, in Nashville over the weekend when I met up with the folks from the label, one guy was making a whole bunch of puns. And I couldn't stop the
Sunny
every
Fox
time he
up,
every
it?
Time he would be punny, I would just go buh. They'd be like, "Are you okay?" It's like, let me explain something that's going to happen the rest of this trip.
I wonder if any of our listeners puns. Do that if they've caught it. Buh. When I plant corn on the radio, I expect.
Did you know, and I didn't, I was today years old when I found out that dishwashers have filters and they should be cleaned out monthly.
What?
I know, right?
This is a disaster.
I'm a little concerned.
Is it?
I don't know. It's probably different for every dishwasher, but I don't know. And now I'm very concerned.
Where is it?
I don't know.
He's a radio guy, not a plumber.
It's worthless if you say that and you don't have anything to back it up with, Jay.
Because it's probably it's probably different.
If we have a plumber that can answer this question, where is the filter that we'd appreciate?
Where are the Luke-wire people?
Where do you think it happens to all those soggy bits of food as water and dishwasher detergent circulate through a dishwasher? They end up in a filter beneath the bottom rack. This filter prevents food from redepositing debris on clean dishes and clogging the drain.
Lord!
If your dishwasher is 10 years old or older, it probably has a self-cleaning filter. Over the past decade, dishwasher manufacturers have moved away from that type, which is often equipped with a grinder, to quieter manual clean filters. Both types are effective, but they work differently. The biggest difference is that you need to clean a manual filter regularly.
I am not buying a new dishwasher to do more work myself. I'm against that.
I'm real curious about mine now, because mine's old. Mine's very old. A lot of comments in this thread talk about their wives.
Well,
Yep. My dishwasher's 39 and has no filter. But, did you know that the pattern on dogs' noses are unique to each dog?
Like a fingerprint?
Exactly. Like human fingerprints, no two are alike. Dog nose printing has already been adopted in some places in the United States to track lost dogs, as nose prints are a far more reliable method than dog tags for identification.
That could be very handy in houses with multiple dogs. Like, who did this? And no dog confesses. So you take their nose prints, compare them to the print you left from the crime scene. You know, the eating food or whatever it was, the garbage can that got turned over, and you can nail your suspect.
You dust for prints.
Then how do you punish them?
You don't.
Take away their Snoopy
punish
pillow.
Punish a dog for what?
Take away their Snoopy pillow.
None of that for a week, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Did you know that London cab drivers, and I did not know this is pretty daunting, it would kind of deter me from wanting to be a London cab driver. Then again, I don't know what they make. London cab drivers must memorize all 25,000. This is 25K. And I'm curious if they're using that as in a distance or if that's 25,000, because that seems like a lot. They must memorize all of London's streets. This includes every business, restaurant, statue, pub, and landmark on every single one of them.
25 kilometers would make more sense, wouldn't it?
Probably. But there's probably a lot of streets in London,
too.
But
it should say KM, then, instead of K.
Right?
Can't trust the internet for nothing.
The exam to become a London cab driver has been called the hardest in the world.
That is. I don't know how you do that. I did take cabs in London, and the drivers were, in fact, what I did so we could bring London to listeners back in Miami, because we were doing a live broadcast from the BBC, I went out with this cab driver, was amazing. And I just recorded him as we were, he was taking me everywhere I wanted to go, you know, historic places. So we just played back his stuff in segments, and it worked great.
Yeah.
Great, he said. Because they do know everything. But, you know, as far as memorizing streets, I would think they'd be more focused on, you know, famous places, because you got GPS now to find streets.
Yeah, this says that this is exactly why the number of actual taxi drivers is shrinking. Why go to the effort of learning everything like that and passing the test, getting the proper license, when you can just drive for Uber in your own car?
Yeah.
Just about every single taxi company is advertising for drivers constantly, and they're not getting them.
London cabs are cool, by the way. They're all like old school. They're
the black cars.
Yeah. I enjoyed that.
And finally, did you know? Well, this circles back to our earlier birthday with Tom Wopat. While she was playing Daisy Duke on the Dukes of Hazzard from 1979 to 1985, which I didn't know it was on that long.
I didn't know it was on that long either.
Yeah, I know. Catherine Bach, who played Daisy Duke, her legs were insured for $1 million.
Yeah, I can understand that. Tina Turner's legs are insured. J-Lo's butt's insured.
They're still insured for $1 million. It's just the dollars are all wrinkly.
And those are your random facts.
I will get better.
Yeah.
I will.
Gotta settle better. Back into it.
I used to come up with today's $10 food outlet pop quiz question. At 7:33, earlier this morning, we announced our rocket scientist of the day. Turned out to be a knucklehead who lives in a state where pot's illegal, but called the police anyway to ask for his pot back after they
had taken
it.
Oh, man. And he took a very cocky approach about it, too.
Yeah. I mean, no, you'll hear him again in Morning Maroon. I got to move.
Here's the weird thing. Pretty much all of us have a cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty sure he probably had a cell phone or access to the internet.
Right.
To where he could have just gone to Google and said, is it legal in Ohio?
Yeah.
Or wherever he was. And found out that, oh, it's not. No wonder. Rather than call the police and be Mr. Annoying and then get radio stations to play his bit all over the world.
All over the world. this is the kind of person that Applied Security can protect you, your home, or your business, or your commercial property from. Applied Security has been in business for over 30 years. And Mark and Vicky, I know you like doing business with local folks. I just turned the Goodson Group on to them for homes that need security. There's a system in the old place that needs to be upgraded. So they'll take care of that. They can do everything you need, from security cameras to alarms, for smoke, for break-ins. The system they have here at the radio station, we've been protected by Applied Security for 15 years, and their system works. And we are urged to make sure that we know how to use it so we don't set it off. Their monitoring is outstanding. They call as soon as that alarm's triggered, like within 5 seconds, that phone rings. And if you have the correct password, no problem. If you don't, somebody will be here real quick. Applied Security can provide you with everything from the equipment to the monitoring, including assuming your current monitoring for as low as $29 a month. Reach out to Mark and Vicky at 279-8338. 279-8338. Remember the name, Applied Security. Alabama Electronic Board security number is 276. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a little rusty today. It's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
All right. Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about... Oh, man, I was going to do that. Can I do... You think I can do that? The London thing?
Give it a try.
But we weren't sure about that, so maybe I shouldn't do that. Name one of the two teams that were involved in the lowest attendance in Major League Baseball history.
Okay. How many people?
Well, no, one of the two teams that were involved.
Oh, one of the two teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, we already know the attendance.
The attendance was zero. Yeah. But name one of the two teams that played in that.
272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228.
Yay!
Earlier, I was going to talk about the London streets, but we weren't sure if 25K meant distance or 25,000 streets. Turns out it was 25,000 streets.
I would have guessed that.
60,000.
It's
60,000, but still.
It's a big city.
25K? That's probably.
All right, well, the phones are exploding with your guesses. We will go to traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, taking a look at your Monday morning commute, and we are starting to see quite a bit of traffic building up around the river region. If you're on the boulevard, look out around the intersections. Emergency responders in Prattville are working an accident with an overturned vehicle on Lower Kingston Road. It is between Durden Road and Breakfast Creek Road, so be careful in that area. Traffic coming out of Wetumpka is pretty thick. Traffic around the Air Force Base gates is starting to build up, so watch it there, and keep in mind your school zones are now in effect. The speed limit's 15 miles an hour. Be careful in the school zones. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Okay, Steve B. wants to answer our $10 food outlet pop quiz question.
Hey, Steve.
Steve.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning. Now, are you, do you know one? You may know both, but do you know at least one of the teams that participated in that lowest attendance game?
We'll go Baltimore and Chicago.
You got it. If you had just gone with Chicago, I'd have to ask you which team in Chicago.
Which one? The White Sox.
But you got it. Yeah, exactly.
Good there job.
Excellent work. Hang on, $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet is yours.
All yours.
And let's say good morning to anybody that chooses to say it. Bill, good morning.
Good morning. I got in number two, didn't I?
Yeah, just
you
missed.
Did.
That's okay. I'll try again next time.
We hope you will. Thank you. And Brian, we got a winner.
Good morning, hey.
We wanted to thank you for trying.
Oh, that's fine. I'm just glad y'all are back.
Thank you.
That's sweet. Thanks.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Glad to be
here. And I'll listen to y'all the rest of this week.
Thank you. Awesome. It's good to be missed.
Where's your hand?
And when they stop, that's when I'm going to get really nervous. You know, they probably, at the food outlet on Coliseum yesterday, they
probably have no idea what's going on.
Because I wasn't there.
They don't know what day it is.
No. But I'm going to drop by there after the show.
And then they're really going to be thrown off.
What day is it?
Yeah.
Why is he here?
I'm such a creature of routine. Food outlet this week, the specials include chicken wings at $1.99 a pound. That's the family party size pack. Sirloin tip roast is only $2.67. And a dozen and a half Sure-Fine large eggs, $1.85. Now, throughout the store, you want to save money on meat and not sacrifice quality. Food outlet is the place. That's where I would estimate I save $5 to $10 a week on everything I buy, from chicken to steak to ground beef. By the way, if you want to go from turf to surf, Starkist Chunk Light Tuna, 77 cents a can. That's water or oil. Although I recommend you be very careful with tuna in an oil. It comes in oil, because that oil will not come off. A cleaner,
no,
dry cleaner can't do
awful.
It.
No, it's awful.
So handle with care. Go for the water. And breakfast pork chops, $1.88. Maybe I'll do those one of these days.
That would be interesting.
Food Outlet has three locations, Highway 14 in, well, it's not twice a day, Millbrook. They, as often as they can, Millbrook. On Main Street in the preferred community. As I mentioned, Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. Food Outlet, save real money. All right, we got the forecast from Rich. Today, we're going to play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth! Or baloney.
Coming up, the Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. The brutal heat continues today. We have a heat advisory in effect again. Yesterday, we had a record high of 100. We'll be in the same neighborhood today. The actual heat index will be from 105 to 109 with spotty, widely scattered storms around the area. And keep in mind that the storms will be fading out tonight, low 74. Tomorrow, no relief from the heat. Upper 90s both Tuesday and Wednesday with widely scattered afternoon and evening storms, and still hot on Thursday and Friday. From the National Weather Association Conference in Huntsville, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Adorable.
Rich here for Plumbing by Luquire. Now, you've heard and maybe used Luquire for years for AC and heating. I have, because they've been around for 40 years doing that. But for over two decades, their plumbing department is second to none. Now, maybe you've had less than a satisfying experience with other plumbers over the years. They may have overcharged you during off hours. Well, give Plumbing by Luquire a call. They never charge an overtime fee. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you're never going to be late for work waiting for them to show up, because when they say they're going to be there at a certain time, they're going to be there at a certain time. Anything from a broken pipe to installing a new hot water heater, they are the people. They are licensed. They are bonded. They're fully insured for your protection. As they say at Plumbing by Luquire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call Luquire at 264-9666 or visit them at acbyluquire.com on the web and click on the plumbing tab.
Alabama certification number 84417.
From the Fox Business Network, Target is launching a nationwide loyalty program. USA Today says Target Circle will be free and will roll out in October. It'll offer personalized deals and will support local nonprofits. Shoppers will earn 1% on every purchase. Dollar General is expanding into Washington State and Wyoming. When completed, it expects to be in 46 states next year. Dollar General says it has nearly 16,000 retail locations. Boeing shares are slipping after news of a new problem for the company. It has suspended some tests of its new 777X widebody plane. The Seattle Times says the cargo door of a prototype plane blew out during testing. The test plane is not designed to fly, and the incident happened while it was on the ground. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. No arrests after two people were injured in a weekend shooting in Montgomery. Police tell us this happened just after 1 o'clock Saturday morning in the 2200 block of Spruce Street. At last check, one of the victims is in critical condition. Democratic Senator Doug Jones formally kicked off his reelection campaign Sunday. With partisan control of the Senate on the line, Republicans have said defeating Jones is a top priority in 2020. And the Montgomery Public School System is looking to sell some of its vacant and unused property. School leaders have identified a dozen unneeded schools and lots, and they're considering selling the unused property to provide money for a school district already struggling with building maintenance and student support. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Nobody is more excited about this show than Emily Hayes.
I was yawning.
How many alarms did you sleep through this morning?
I only hit the snooze one time. And then husband was already at work. And I texted him and I was like, hashtag real talk, having a tough time getting going this morning. I'm tired. Well, I got back from Nashville, and there was much to do.
You're twice as young as I am. I drove back from Fort Lauderdale yesterday.
Yeah, but when I drove back from Nashville, we had a wedding reception to go to Saturday night in the heat. So
I'm glad I don't have friends.
Well, we didn't have any heat in Florida. It was, you know, like 55 down there. God, Jay, it was amazing.
I'm just telling
climate
you.
Climate change.
It was like 100 degrees Saturday night. And then yesterday, we did the thing for Louis Vuitton out at at the Golden Animal Hospital. And so, you know, it's just been busy, busy, busy.
Was that successful, I hope?
It was. It was really touching to hear from all the people involved in his rescue and ensuring that he had a good life. Daryl Bailey and Ellen Brooks were there. I always want to say Philip Bailey. like Philip Bailey, Phil Collins.
Phil Collins, right.
Yeah.
Easy lover.
But
it's
yeah,
amazing how that stuff gets burned into your brain, isn't it?
But it was good. I'm just a little tired, and I didn't know that you were going to turn the mics on while I was still yawn talking.
I'm going to tease something here.
Okay.
Since we have so many military and retired military in town, I want you to give some thought to, if you had to pick which branch of the service was a little bit too chubby for its own good, which one would you pick? And we'll have the answer after this brief break.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what GreenTrack, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, GreenTrack will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now GreenTrack and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama. Caravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Phones, tablets, laptops, and desktops. All completely useless. That is, unless you have internet. Then those blank screens become wondrous rectangles of pure enjoyment. News, sports, games, true crime, memes, cats. Photographs of you, taken by you. Fill all your devices with the good stuff. Super fast internet, no data caps. Just $24.99 per month. All from a company you'll love. Sign up today at Huawei.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers for 12 months with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Caravita Village invites you to schedule a visit and enjoy lunch on them. Learn how you can customize your retirement on a cruise that never ends. Visit CaravitaVillage.com to learn more and schedule your tour today.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. This is not a knock on those who serve our country, but the Department of Defense tested every member of every branch of the military and found the chubbiest at 22% group was the Navy. Air Force, 18%. Army, 17%. The Marine Corps, 8.3%. The Navy had 22% obesity rate. Well, you bring your own flotation.
In the Navy, no, you won't work up a sweat. In the Navy, we barely even get wet. In the Navy, no working out on this boat. In the Navy, hey, cause it's easier to float. In the Navy, obesity is on the rise. In the Navy, it's America, no surprise. In the Navy, crush pirates with our fat thighs. Cause we're jumping.
I just want to go on record as saying this, that for all the people, and most of them were lying, that said mid to late early 70s disco stunk.
Yeah.
It did not. It did not. It was melodic. It was like all about image. I'm rock and roll. Then they go home and put on the Bee Gees. I am convinced of that. I'm just the one who's not embarrassed to admit that I was a disco snob. Now this crap they make today that's like all computer generated, it's nothing but a pounding beat and, you know.
Yeah.
There's nothing memorable about it. You'd never see a station go to all disco or all dance music today.
No.
No.
But no. Disco, people forget, in the late 70s, disco was so popular because of the Bee Gees and Saturday Night mm-hmm. Fever and all that, that stations that would have never dreamt of playing it played it because they were afraid if they didn't, they would lose audience. Now, that's where people drew the line. A station I worked for, just before I worked for them, they were oldies-based format, added disco, and they lost half their audience.
Oh.
Dumped it, got it right back.
Oh.
Then they hired me and never looked back. Here's, what do you think about Facebook is going into the
dating realm?
Yeah.
I remember them talking about preparing to roll that out to where it looks at your profile and compares it, like, your likes and interests with other profiles of similar likes and interests, and will put you in each other's path or something.
Yeah, I'm not down for that.
They have a test available for this Facebook dating thing. So I gave him permission to run all my information, search Facebook for a match, and I came back with Margaret Thatcher.
I didn't know she was on Facebook.
Wow.
They didn't close her account after she died 20 right. years ago. I'm kidding. It's a joke. Now, Sarah Palin.
No.
You know what a good husband does? I make this dish called seafood lasagna. Goose uh-huh. loves it. My friend Kathleen loves it. So I made one here and packed it in the refrigerated cooler and drove it down. Left some at Kathleen's, brought it down. We had that for dinner on my first night in.
Yeah.
And then Roz, I wish I had had some of that.
Oh.
So I packed it extra careful, kept it refrigerated, took it with me yesterday, and served it when I got home.
That's sweet.
I coddled that hunk of lasagna like it was a newborn lasagna. It was, that's what good husbands do. Why am I selling myself like this? I don't seem like it should be very necessary. Tainted lasagna.
Mark Zuckerberg created a dating app inside the Facebook app so I can date friends I haven't seen in years. My profile pic don't get no clicks and I'm swiping. Facebook love.
Proving tain't no station like News Talk. This got tainted too.
Well, I just stayed a big old piece of steak. It was a big mistake. Cause now I think I have mad cow disease. I ate filet mignon. Whoa. Now my gone, it'll be the death of
me. Remember the tainted steak crisis
mm-hmm.
of 2013 and then what a mix.
Jeez,
I got it
this time. I feel I want to throw away that omelet on my plate cause the eggs I bought at the store. For I'm real concerned that these
radio station like News Talk 93.1 FM.
I'm surprised they didn't do the romaine lettuce one, too. Or did they, and I just missed it.
No, I don't know that I ever got...
Wasn't it romaine lettuce that was all was a big deal with that or something?
Yeah, is that the one that's in the Caesar salad?
Oh,
because
Emily.
That like we had just bought a bunch of groceries and then they released that and three bags of salad went in the trash.
I played that Dobie song so many times, but I can't remember the band that did the actual Tend and Love.
Oh, Soft Cell.
Yes.
Sal Sounds.
Soft Cell.
Soft Cell.
Okay. About to send you back to Florida.
I got a love note for that lasagna just now. That was the ding. Ding, fries are done. 7:57 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Guess what is not, repeat, not available now at Jack Ingram Signature.
The Hummer?
It's gone.
They had a Hummer?
Yeah,
under 10,000. Under no, he was in Seattle.
He was in Seattle, I didn't know.
They had a Hummer.
Did not have
H3.
One before I left.
Yeah, he did.
Well, he never brought it up.
No, yes, he did.
No, I don't think so.
He might have been solving a crisis.
No, because we had a joke about it.
As much as the Ingram family loves us, I don't know that they're paying for this time to...
Right, yes, go ahead.
You remember now? You do remember now.
Yeah, that
Hummer is gone. This is the kind of deal, though, you can get under $10,000, and that Hummer was in amazing condition. An H3. So, too late. As I say, you got to act quickly. If you see something in this category under 10,000 that looks good, get over and see Tip Tames and his team and get the ball rolling. Don't wait.
Oh, look at that. Wolfsburg edition of the Volkswagen Passat.
That's right.
That is fancy.
In addition to, and Volkswagen, again, very highly rated for safety. If you have a new driver in the family, you got a couple of Jettas. That was Goose's first car, the Volkswagen Jetta. And let's see, what a Volvo. S60, I'm glad my wife drove a Volvo once. And a couple of Murano SUVs. Now, I'm currently driving the Rogue. I love, that's the seventh time that car has made the round trip to Florida flawlessly.
Awesome.
And I just, if you're looking for something that gives the driver a better view, if you have a new driver, or they need some extra space, and you want to go SUV, they get great gas mileage, by the way. I believe that on the highway I was well over 30 in the Rogue, which is amazing when you think about it. And they've got a couple of those, one at 7,800, one at 8,900 with low miles. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass. You can shop online by price, by type of car, by brand.